It was great to wake up in the morning and not wish he was still asleep. Still, a week or so passed before he was fit enough to go downstairs and look around the place. The flat was on the fifth floor of a 10-story building. Theo walked slowly down the stairs, legs rickety, an odd sensation in his stomach. However, he reached the bottom and surveyed what was going to be the garden, a wasteland of raw soil with a circle of trembling infant willows sticking up out of it, and a funny-shaped area of round river stones arranged around two bushes of dry sabre leaves edged in yellow. There was a fan of concrete which spread under the building to become the parking yard. Theo shivered as he stepped outside, not because everything looked so stark, for time would fix that, but because the wind was like a knife. It smelled of burning leaves and a sweetish dampness, and he remembered that he had been outdoors more than a month. The year had moved on, and very soon it would be winter. But he couldn't help liking everything. The serene clouds gliding over the huge sky, the smell of the river, the fact that he wouldn't have to change schools, but would continue to travel to Parramatta every day. He felt that he'd be fine to walk up the stairs again, but he had promised his mother he'd go up in the lift. So he stepped into it. It too smelled of varnish and new rubber flooring and the golden lattice doors in an oriental pattern, rather classy. He punched the button and the lift moaned upwards. It was then that Theo noticed that he was not alone in the lift. There was something crouched in the back corner against the wall. For the first 3 seconds, Theo thought it was some weird bundle of yuck that someone had left there. Then he saw it pulsing slowly, like a sea anemone, and he realised it was alive. He was stunned. There was no other word for it. He couldn't even move away from it, just stood there, freezing, staring. It was about the size of a medium dog, formless, as if it were made of 3/4 set jelly. It looked rather like jelly, too, with a faint sheen, almost like a slug. It was pearly grey, with darker, wet-looking areas. The bottom of it spread out as if it had melted a little, and near where his chest might have been were two half-formed blobs like hands or paws. It was rounded on top as if for a head, but this bit was turned away towards a corner. It gave off an unmistakable feeling of misery and helplessness. A long shudder passed over it, and two semicircular bulges on the front of what Theo thought was its head began to quiver, like eyelids about to open. Involuntarily, Theo's mouth opened to let loose the kind of yell only heard in monster films, but all that came out was a croak. At that moment, the lift stopped, the door wheezed open, and Theo stumbled out into the passage.